adolescents can be very opinionated, and to think that they wouldn't be imposing their own opinions on a text as they're reading it seems to me to be a missed opportunity to acknowledge them in a way that's positive and then use it as the basis for really thinking through how do you need to present your opinion? What are the ways that strengthen what you have to say by exploring the way that an author has used textual evidence to support the author's claim? It's a chance to look at the author's craft, but in a way that helps the student explore their own thinking and strengthen the way that they present arguments so that they're not coming from such an emotional place all the time. They have the opportunity during reading and after reading to dig into the textual evidence that's presented and think about how does that compare with what I thought, with the information that I was bringing in to this reading event, and should I be agreeing with this author in this case? Is the author's evidence compelling enough to convince me to re-examine the way that I thought about this event? Or is the author's evidence insufficient to really convince me that this point of view is something that I should accept or change my opinion towards? Or can we just agree to disagree? It's not even that in using the anticipation reaction guide, somebody has to be right and somebody has to be wrong at the end. It's the value of looking at all of these different perspectives and looking at the strength of the evidence for the different perspectives, the reader's own, the author's, and perhaps cross-text with other authors' perspectives. What evidence do we have for all of these perspectives? What would the arguments be in each case? And how do they align? How are they different? The value of exploring those perspectives.